More news stories now, including the disappearance of telephone boxes and Norwich City Football Club's annual accounts. But first, an iconic Norwich restaurant changes hands.
Captain America's Hamburger Heaven, the iconic American-style restaurant that's been on Exchange Street in Norwich for almost 45 years, is switching hands. The authentic American force behind the restaurant, North Carolina native Wayne Persinger, is selling the business to a local family from North Walsham, the four Williams brothers of Lewis Williams Farming Limited. And even though the burger bar has new ownership, Chris and David Williams want to keep the original character of Captain America's the same. The underused speakeasy bar on the second floor will be transformed into a New York-style bar with a wide selection of American craft beers. Captain America's current general manager, Matt Drew, will stay in his current role through the transition, and so will all members of staff.
Health chiefs in the city have hit back after being ranked in the worst category for mental health performance, claiming the figures are a snapshot which do not represent the care to patients. They said the data used was not comparable to national data sets because Norfolk figures taken into account patients who have more complex mental health issues. According to the ranking, North Norfolk CCG and Great Yarmouth CCG need to improve, while South Norfolk CCG is performing well.
A family-run art gallery in Norwich is celebrating its 50th year with a special exhibition of paintings by Norwich School artists. The paintings are from the private collection of Geoffrey Allen, who was the founder of Mandel's Gallery in Elm Hill and who died in 2005, aged 84. Today, the gallery is run by his son John, 65, and granddaughter Rachel, aged 28, who wanted to pay tribute to him in the gallery's golden anniversary year. From November the 5th to the 26th, we are devoting our contemporary gallery at Mandel's to the Geoffrey Allen collection. These are the family's personal Norwich School paintings, so they aren't for sale, though. For enthusiasts, our window gallery will have some Norwich schoolwork which is for sale.
A popular riverside spot on the outskirts of Norwich is being redeveloped as part of a new vision for the area. Plans for River Green in Thorpe St Andrew include a new First World War Memorial Garden and a tourist information hub. One of the more ambitious proposals by the Town Council is to also relocate a Grade 2 listed cottage onto the site to serve as a ticket office. Town Mayor Ian Mackey said the work will help transform the area off Yarmouth Road into a more focal point for the town. "We are making sure River Green is accessible in the future as river tourism increases and the area becomes larger in terms of population," he said. Six trees have already been removed from one corner of the site in preparation for the creation of the memorial garden. They will be replaced by five oak trees costing almost £1,500, along with a circular raised poppy bed.
The difference between Premier League and Championship football has today been laid bare as Norwich City reveal their annual accounts. After just one season in the top tier of English football, the club saw its income increase by £47 million thanks to a boost in broadcasting revenue. It resulted in a post-tax profit of £9.4 million for the financial year ending on June the 30th, compared to a £5.3 million loss in 2014-15 while in the Championship. The additional boost enabled the club to clear £2 million worth of outstanding loans to directors Delia Smith and Michael Fulger after more than a decade. A further £1.4 million was paid out in compensation to former chief executive David McNally following his resignation this year. The club said that some of the key actions taken within the past 12 months included the appointment of chief executive Jez Moxley, nine new players taken on during the financial period of the report, a further five new players recruited into the squad since the end of the financial year, and the contract renewal of several senior players.
Dozens of public telephone boxes in Norwich and Broadland look set to disappear unless communities come forward to adopt them. The rise of the mobile phone means the traditional payphone has been vanishing from streets up and down the country. and BT has just identified 56 public payphones in villages and parishes across the Broadland district and 17 in Norwich, which it wants to remove. BT has placed consultation notices on the relevant kiosks and has sent written information to local councils and communities. They now have a matter of weeks to make the case for the boxes to remain as functioning phones or to rally together to adopt one of the red heritage kiosks for £1 to turn them into a local asset.